Marco Rico, from Dallas, never had a daughter. So when his granddaughter was born, he was over the moon.
She was a light in the house.
But Gigi Rico's light went out 2 months ago. The six-year-old died as a consequence of a terrible car crash in Tyler.
I believe she was asleep.
Rico says Gigi was on a summer trip with her maternal grandparents. If she was the light of Rico's house, the little girl was at least that to her maternal grandparents, because their daughter, Gigi's mom, had just died of cancer 2 years before. So when little Gigi fell asleep on that trip, Grandma wanted her to be comfortable.
She take the seatbelt because she wants to, you know, put the baby comfortable. And the driver was the aunt, and she fell asleep, and they have an accident, a tragedy, and she blew up from the car, and the car go down. I don't know how to explain that. In the top of her, of the baby.
The car squished her.
Yes. Yes.
The pain is unbearable.
I can go inside to my house because my house is full of her. And it's still full.
But there are things Rico can do. As a former pastor, public speaking comes easily to him. And as a political activist, he believes organizing is the only way to achieve change. So, since July, he's taken to the airwaves on as many Spanish-speaking radio stations as possible.
I received so many emails, not only from the United States, but from Colombia, Panama, Venezuela. And they say the same thing. I never use the seatbelt for my... It's not... In Venezuela, it's not a law. Colombia, Mexico, it's not a law over there. But because of your story... I start back on my kids.
According to World Health Organization statistics on seatbelts and child restraint laws, the majority of Latin American countries have seatbelt laws for front seat occupants, but few have child restraint laws. Even so, the WHO found that countries which do have laws to protect children rarely enforce them. So is it cultural for Hispanic immigrants in Texas not to buckle up?
I can't answer that question because I'm not sure.
Robbie Barrera is a spokesperson with the Texas Department of Public Safety. Don't let Barrera's last name mislead you. She's Barrera by marriage, so the cultural question is foreign to her. One thing she does know is that the message of buckling children up is not clicking with drivers. Sometimes she wishes parents saw what she sees when she responds to crashes.
Once you see one or two of those, you will do whatever possible to buckle up your child.
And Barrera is seeing more and more of those fatal incidents. Last year, there was a 25% increase in the number of children's deaths on Texas roads. Many of those kids, like Gigi Rico, were not restrained at the time of impact.
I believe that my story don't have to be your tragedy.
Marco Rico, former grandfather, says he'll spend the rest of his life trying to prevent others from going through what he and his family are still going through. You might say it's his mission. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.